Well, I've headed out the house. A message to Adam and Ben, first of all. It's all good. I'm just, too complicated. Brain exploded. Claude will sort it. Anyway, that'll mean nothing to anyone else. I'm just going for a walk. What have you found, Poppy? Disgusting. Tipping. Someone's tipped. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 12 bags of rubbish in the middle of our lane. Yeah. Nice touch. Don't know why people do that to otherwise unspoilt country lanes when there's tips not far away. Anyway. Just going for a walk into Sandbach to get some provisions. And oh, Poppy, here's a car. Pops, come here. Poppy, here, Pops. Poppy, seems to have paused that with my ear at some point. Don't know when. Yeah, if I sounded a bit anxious when that car approached, then I think I am just a bit anxious. Poppy was ahead of me as well, and I had to get her under control. She's far too excited to want to listen to me at the moment. We're just going for a walk down the lane. I don't do it that often, really. I just tend to go over the field, but I don't want to sort of become agoraphobic again. So I want to try and keep, you know, getting out a little bit. Some shooting on the farm. Puffy's noticed. And so instead of going over the fields, I'm heading into Peoplesville, which is about a mile and a half, 2 miles away. But it's a straight road all the way. Very quiet. Maybe get the odd car pass, as you'll hear. But not many, really. It's quite a nice day. It's a bit overcast. I tell you what, more and more I realise that I'm sort of officer-phobic now. Not agoraphobic. I mean, agoraphobia would have, when I was agoraphobic, I couldn't leave the house, you know. That's no different from any normal sort of agoraphobia. But I think that just the sort of isolation of that and kind of the recovery process now taking shape, but taking time, means that I, you know, I'm prone to bask in the isolatory beauty of our little tiny cottage in the countryside, you know, living, because of all the land around it and just, you know, peace and quiet. I mean, like I've never known before in Britain. Poppy! Come here. Come here, Pops. There's a good girl. And sit. There's a good girl. Right, let me put you on the lead, do you think? I'll give you a bit of wide lead, but we're getting nearer to town now. Sorry, audio boo. I'm just giving Poppy a lead. Yeah, so I'm just sort of walking into town, like I say, to keep myself in social contact. I've put Poppy on her lead now because they're starting to get nearer. And she's I've run out of treats, so Danny brought two for some reason. That was pretty stupid on me. So there's no incentive for her to come back to me. Although she does anyway, usually, without treats, but I'm doing what I used to do on my Colt Seifers account, I think, and that is I'm just booing for therapeutic reasons. I haven't really got anything to say. The last week I've been trying to do things in my office, and I find it depressing. Just being inside, really, and just sitting at a computer, I just find it depressing. So I know I'm not cut out for that. I mean, I can sit at a computer quite happily for hours and hours with a purpose, but I've got mental block over doing the submission to 4IP. Everything I write seems to sound rubbish. And I think actually I've missed the deadline, and I think that, you know, there's changes afoot there because of budget cuts and things. I don't know, we'll have to see. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it today. I think we've missed the boat already, from what I can gather. Anyway, I just generally need to jibber. I find Audio Boost so extremely useful for that. It gives me some purpose to talking that I can listen back to in the future and gauge my mood and gauge how far I've come or not since the D-Day 2 years ago. It's not that I've not got anything to say, it's that I've got so many things in my mind at the minute that I sort of wondered what happened, how they all got there all of a sudden. You know, one minute I was playing around with my chickens, and the next minute I was making things for myself to get too thoughtful about, really. It's definitely not like external forces. It's definitely more to do with my own self, you know, and the way I'm looking on my days. I don't know what to do about that, really. I think maybe one of the things that I'm finding at the moment is, you know, I've had such extreme mental illness for a couple of years that as I recover, and I start to just experience the same things, the same swings of emotion and thought patterns that everyday completely sane people do, I start to attribute them to flashbacks to mental illness as opposed to just life. And I think that's probably one thing that's going to be the hardest transition, really, because it's not one I can make with conscious effort necessarily. I can be aware of it, and I can sort of do all I can to think in positive ways about it and stuff, but ultimately, if you live 2 years kind of really depressed and in swings of mania and depression and with anxiety and that kind of whole consuming fear, then any flashbacks to that sort of emotion or that sort of mood sort of get blown out of proportion, you know, by you, just because, I don't know, a fear of recurrence, a fear of relapse or whatever, a familiarity and contempt for the more extreme forms of that mood. And I think it's just about learning to sort of enjoy being a normal human, not too ill, and accepting that it's always kind of, you know, a little bit of a challenge, even if you're perfectly fine in all areas. So yeah, no biggie, but thought-provoking for me, just because it's, I'm pretty zesty usually. I've got a fair deal of bounce. And, sorry, Pops, here you are. Hold up, Pops, I've got your lead trapped around your leg. Wait there, darling. Hold on. That's it. She's a good dog, I tell you. Oh, I love her to pieces. And that, you know, getting out like this, the other thing it does, although that I never sort of get that guilt sensation of, I don't exercise my dog, because she exercises a hell of a lot every day. She's fit as a fiddle. But going out as opposed to going across fields and stuff, it's just different for her. I never thought I'd think that walking along a street with its human rubbish and that kind of stuff would be a treat for Poppy. Coming from Hackney, actually now, you know, the bog standard every day is lots of rabbit burrows, badgers sets, brooks to play in, hedgerows to sniff about, fields to run full pelt in. So, yeah, walking down the street now. And, it's weird, it's so weird. So weird that how normal this is, you know, this street's not too dissimilar to some in the village I grew up in. And yet, you know, there's only There's houses one side, there's a big hedgerow the other side. There's a few more houses behind that, all the houses similar shapes. They're all painted differently and their gardens are all done slightly differently for increased individuality. But, yeah, it's just English Villageville. Or just Populationville. And it feels strange because I'm so literally not used to being around anything but fields at the moment. It's a nice feeling. Yeah. I'd rather look forward to going into centres of population than living them in fear. So that's progress. Yeah, it's good. It feels like I'm catching up on the news in some ways. Because there's, you know, some houses have now put England flags outside. not the news. Mind you, the local paper's not got much more exciting news in it, I tell you. I think England flags outside the house in the, whatever road this is, would be newsworthy in the Chronicle. Oh, that's better. See, Audioboo, the power of Audioboo. Because really, when I'm talking like this, I don't really care if anyone's listening either. So there's no point saying it face to face or over the phone to a friend. I might as well just grab it. Sad admission. Hello. Yeah, anyway, I'm moving into the sort of place where you say hello to people, so I'm going to stop audio booing and say hello to people. Have a good day.